Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. It is Monday. Another week begins, which means we're five days closer to a weekend. I never thought I'd say that, but as I get older, I just cherish my weekends, man. I love my weekends, even though I work on the weekends, too. I work like eight-hour days on the weekends, but Monday through Friday, I work 16 hours a day. So an eight-hour day is a really pleasurable day. I get a lot of fun in on the weekends. I hang out with my kids, hang out with my dogs, hang out with Cindy, my wife, enjoy my house. Enjoy my pool, watch a little football coming up in the next few days. I enjoy my weekends while I'm working 8 hours, or maybe sometimes 6 hours. But I'm not working 18 hours, so I'm always glad when Friday rolls around. Thank God it's Friday. Well, today's Monday. We're getting closer. It's almost there. Almost there. Hey, let me open up with some sad news. The tragedy in Hawaii, in Maui. As I mentioned in last week's show, I've been to Hawaii, I don't know, 25 or 30 times in my life. I would guess 30, and 25 of them to Maui. You know, once I went to the Big Island of Hawaii, once I went to Kauai, and twice I went to Waikiki. But I would say 25 times I went to Maui. So Maui is like a third home to me. Park City, Utah is my second home. And I've spent, in my lifetime, the third most time. Number one is Vegas. Number two is Park City, Utah. Number three is Maui. So it feels like another home to me. And it's terrible what happened. And I don't want to bring up controversy, you know, and besmirch the names of people who died. That's not what asking questions is, okay? Asking questions is the smart thing to do. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a brilliant questioner, and somebody needs to be a brilliant questioner. The truth is, you're not saying something bad. We're not stomping on the graves of people who died. The death toll is now up to 96, making it the worst wildfire in literally 100 years of the United States, not Hawaii, of the entire United States. In the last century, there's never been 96 people killed in a wildfire. The closest was, I think, 85 in Northern California a few years ago, and that was the worst conflagration anybody had ever seen. This is 96, and we've barely begun counting. They've looked at 3% of Lahaina. 3% of the homes, and the death toll's 96. I'm guessing it's going to be in the hundreds. I'm guessing it'll be over 200 dead, maybe even hundreds more. Maybe there's 500 dead, but certainly there'll be between 100 and 200 dead at the minimum by the time this is all over, making it just the most horrific thing in many, many, many decades in the United States of America. And as far as fires go, maybe the most horrific ever. So I think it's only fair that I ask questions. Now, I spent 13 and a half years living in Malibu. And Malibu, California, is the most single fire-prone area on the planet Earth. I don't know if you knew that, but that's a fact. The most fire-prone piece of Earth in the world is Malibu, California. And while I was there, we had many fires in 13 years. There was always a fire every year somewhere in Malibu. So there were probably, 13 to 20 fires in the 13-plus years I lived there. But there were at least four or five massive blazes while I lived there. And eventually, I left because of that. I just had this funny feeling that my house wouldn't make it. And I was running out of time, and I sold my house, and sure enough, a few years ago, my house burned to the ground.
I wasn't in it anymore, and I didn't live in it anymore, and I didn't own it anymore. So it's not my headache to worry about rebuilding or dying. But my house is no longer there. As a matter of fact, if you look on Zillow. If you look on Zillow, if you look up my old address in Malibu, you see an empty piece of land with a concrete slab on it, nothing else. So my house is burned to the ground along with every other house in my neighborhood. So I think I'm qualified to know a thing or two about wildfires. And this whole thing is rancid. This whole thing is, I think it's a, is it a British saying, hinky? I think it's hinky. The whole thing is dirty, it's hinky, something's wrong. Something smells rotten, not in Denmark, but in Maui. Something is very, very wrong. And I don't claim to know what it is, just like I felt something was wrong in the Vegas massacre in 2017, when that guy Paddock shot and killed 50 people and shot 500 more, the worst mass shooting in America's history. I immediately said, and I continue to say, I don't know what it is, but something's wrong. Something's very wrong with what happened in Las Vegas. And again, it's always because they try and cover it up. The cover-up tells you something's wrong, and nobody wanted to talk about what happened in Vegas. They were mum for the first minute. The FBI didn't want to talk. The Vegas police didn't want to talk. Nobody ever gave a proper explanation for what happened in Vegas, the Vegas massacre, as I call it, at Mandalay Bay in, October 1st, 2017, I believe. And I feel the same way about this one, but you got to hear the latest news. I mean, it could be just a pure coincidence, but if it is, it's the most bizarre coincidence in the history of mankind. Okay? The current Maui police chief was the incident commander during the 2017 Las Vegas massacre. What are the odds that one man could be involved in overseeing both of the most strange things I've ever seen? I mean, that's just incredible. Police Chief John Pelletier, the Maui police chief, was the incident commander during the Las Vegas massacre. Okay, and the incident commander is the top decision maker during a major incident or mass shooting. And the job is to delegate tasks and bring every incident to a resolution. So he was basically in charge of what was going on during the Vegas massacre. John Pelletier, he's now the Maui police chief. And here are the questions, and I didn't know any of that till a half hour ago. But I had these questions since Friday. Because I lived in Malibu for almost 15 years and was a front witness to all of these wildfires, certain things I always saw in Malibu, and none of them were happening in Maui. Number one, nobody was ever caught unaware, ever, in Malibu. Police went door-to-door or fire went door-to-door and told you, get out now. Grab your clothes. You have 1 minute. Get out of the house now. If you take more than a minute, we're going to drag you out of the house. You've got to leave now. Nobody ever did that in Maui. There was no warning. Nobody was told to leave, which is why so many people burned to death. Number two, in Malibu, there were helicopters flying above during each fire, 20 of them. And they would have loudspeakers. They would say, massive fire, you've got to leave now. Your house is in danger, you're going to die. Leave now. They used to say, you're going to die if you don't leave now. There were no helicopters in Maui. And on every block, there were fire trucks. Every time there were wildfires in Malibu, on every block, on my block, even though they asked me to leave, there were 10 fire trucks protecting my block. And eventually my block burned to the ground. So the fire trucks must have left at the last minute when they realized they couldn't stop it. But they tried, and they sat there for a week. When my house didn't burn to the ground, the fire trucks would sit there for a week while we were out of the house, or even once we got back, they stayed there in case a hot spot came up. So fire trucks were always assigned to every street to try and fight the fire. There were no fire trucks that I could see anywhere in Maui. No fire trucks, no policemen going door to door warning people to leave, no helicopters warning them to leave. And then the other thing I remember from Malibu was there were always giant jumbo jets flying overhead along with helicopters, dropping water and dropping flame retardant. There were none of those in Maui. They don't have them? There's no helicopters to grab water and drop it on the fire. There's no jumbo jets to grab retardant and drop it on the fire. And by the way, what's near Maui? Pearl Harbor. The entire American fleet's there. And don't forget how many air bases there are around Pearl Harbor. Remember the movie Pearl Harbor? There's tons of air bases with jets. You don't think and bombers. We don't have anyone that could pick up water in the ocean and drop it, or flame retardant and drop it. None of that ever happened. And then last but not least, in Malibu, when the fire got bad, people jumped into the ocean. Because the fire isn't going to reach over the beach and into the water, so they would jump in the ocean, they'd be safe. Well, in Maui, they jumped in the ocean, and I read that no one got them for 8 hours. They had to tread water for 8 hours. Have you ever heard of anything like that? With the American Navy nearby, nobody ever came to pick anyone up? And on top of that, a lot of the boats burned. There were like scenes of boats burning in the water. No boats ever burn in the water in Malibu. The flames don't reach over the beach. The flames don't get into the water. So why were boats burning in Malibu, in Maui? Very strange. And last but not least, I saw the fire was burning in perfect circles. Never saw that in the history of fire, that fire burns in perfect circles. Everything about it is weird, and now we find out there's something in common between the Maui fire and the Las Vegas massacre in 2017. The same cop in charge. Something very strange happened in Maui, just like I believe something strange happened in Vegas. They've covered it up, and they're covering it up in Maui as well. I don't trust anything you're hearing from the media, from the government, from the police, from the fire. Nothing makes sense about Maui, which is now, I guess, the worst wildfire in modern American history, maybe in history, period. It happened too fast. It just doesn't make sense that fire can burn that fast. And no one tells the residents, oh, and the sirens didn't work. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money
money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Points about Maui. Let me finish up here. Number one is that obviously the fire was caused by a hurricane offshore with massive winds. Same as Malibu. Whenever there was a fire in Malibu, the wind whipped up and it was the cause of spreading the fire very fast. But we always knew to get out. There was always police telling us. I mentioned at the very end, the sirens didn't go off. They have warning sirens for either hurricanes or wildfires in Maui. And the sirens didn't work. I mean, if this isn't the strangest thing, where were the police? Where was the fire? Where were the helicopters? Where were the planes? Where were the sirens? How could this all go wrong? And how could you have the same policeman in charge as the Las Vegas massacre, which was very questionable in so many ways? So it's very strange. But let's just assume it was just a fire. And it was spread by a really wild wind from a hurricane offshore, which is what they claim. Number one, you could not have concentric perfect circles. And that's what I saw. Perfect circles in a video. Entire neighborhoods with flames in a circle. Very strange. Not normal. And second of all, even if the fire was real, and that's all it is a simple wildfire, I believe in Canada all the wildfires were set by environmental terrorists, environmental communists, environmental Nazis. And I wouldn't be surprised as when they're organized enough, when they hear there's a massive wind anywhere where they really want to get the point across, climate change, global warming, they send people out to set fires. And when that wind hits, those fires turn into, massive wildfire storms, firestorms. So again, even if everything else was normal about the fire, which it's not, I believe you'll find it was not natural. It was something that was set by arsonists. And those arsonists are not crazy people who like fire. More and more in many of the fires going on in this country. Look at all the manufacturing plants being burned down. All the food processing plants burned down. All the egg plants being burned down. All the ranches and farms being burned down. Something is going on. Eco-terrorists, domestic communist terrorists, are trying to destroy this country. And Maui might have been. I'm just saying might have been. I'm asking questions. I'm throwing things out there. Might have been another in a long line of incidents that involve liberalism and crazy liberals. And there was a story online over the weekend that the Maui wildfires could very well have been caused by a directed energy weapon. And the reason you say that is, number one, the circles. No one's ever seen fire in perfect circles before. And number two, all the buildings burn, but all the trees are there. Does that make any sense to anyone? Why would the palm tree burn right next to the house that burned, right next to the office building that burned, right next to the retail center that burned, right next to more trees that are still standing? It's almost as if they've got modern weapons that go after buildings but don't touch the trees. You know, they just go after buildings where there's heat. And that's called DEW, directed energy weapons. Maui looks like a bomb went off. Something unnatural that has nothing to do with just a wildfire and the wind. Something is wrong. Maybe a directed energy weapon was deployed for some sort of UN project to turn this into a 15-minute city and complain about climate change and global warming. I'm just throwing ideas out. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just a brilliant questioner. That's what I'm going to call myself from now on. A brilliant questioner, and I ask brilliant questions. I don't know what the answers are. I'm not making any charges. I'm just asking questions and telling you what I think. Something's not right about Maui. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show. Actually, there's two events I want to tell you about. One is sponsored. The other is just tomorrow night. Tomorrow, Tuesday night, there'll be networking at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6, and then I come on the stage from 6 to 8 at Ahern Hotel. Everyone is welcome, and it's free. So I hope 1,000 of you show up. It's completely free. It's Wayne Root, raw, unscripted, unfiltered. I'm going to say anything that reeks of the truth. I don't care who it offends. And I'm going to answer George Harris's questions on any topic he brings up rapid fire from that stage. And then we're going to open it up to all of your questions in the audience tomorrow night. Nowhere's RSVP needed. It's free to attend. Just go to Ahern Hotel on Sahara, right near the Las Vegas Strip. And my event, I start on stage at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. But at 5 o'clock, the networking event begins, and then I'm on at 6 to 8. So I hope I'll see you there. And then the Clay Clark event with General Michael Flynn, the Reawaken America Tour, that is in Vegas August 25th and 26th, 2 weeks from now, inside a newly constructed air-conditioned amphitheater at Craig Ranch Regional Park. They expect about 10,000 people. It's going to be the biggest conservative event other than a Trump rally ever. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's the website, timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. Name your price and get a chance to win backstage passes. 70 great conservative speakers. 70. Timetofreeamerica.com. Promo code WAR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
You USA News update. Several people remain hospitalized in South Carolina following the crash of a church bus.
Roughly two dozen people were on a church bus Sunday evening when it crashed in Anderson County. The bus was carrying worshipers from the Laborer Fields Church in Homeland Park area. It is unclear how the crash happened, but 18 people were transported to area hospitals with a variety of injuries, according to WYFF. Two of the people were airlifted. A church spokesperson says one of the people remains in intensive care. Other injuries include a broken vertebrae, brain bleed, and several broken bones. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. I'm Scott Kimbler.
Overseas, the UK's defense ministry says British Air Force jets intercepted Russian bombers. The ministry confirms the pilots monitored two Russian long-range maritime patrol bombers north of Scotland in international airspace on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We'll be right back.
my big fan, I call him my super fan, Dave, is a fireman, a lifelong fireman. He's weighed in, and he says, I agree with you, Wayne. I'm a firefighter my whole life. I've never seen anything like what happened in Maui. It's just strange, very strange. And we got a guy to talk about it. I've been talking about it the entire first half hour, so I haven't even gotten to the Trump stuff, although I think the Trump stuff is just absurd. Absurd. Racketeering. If you steal an election and somebody asks you about the stolen election and wants to investigate the stolen election, that's election interference now, and they're going to put you in jail for that, charge you with RICO and racketeering and take your life savings away. You know, these Democrats are communists. They are is a communist takeover of the United States. That's what's going on. All right, let me mention, and then we'll get to our guest, the sponsor of this segment of the show, because they pay the bill. They sign the front of the check so you don't have to pay for it. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, is filled with real American patriotic companies. That's why President Trump endorsed it. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all else, GreatPatriotStore.com. They're fantastic. They've got the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, already using, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, all products made in the USA. When you buy their products, you're supporting American jobs and families, and their products are delivered right to your front door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is a company run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef. Pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever, exclusively available only to their members. But, like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So, go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Over 2 million monthly shoppers have already joined. Now it's your turn. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Very inexpensive to join, by the way. All right, we've got our guest, J.D. Rucker, with us, editor at thelibertydaily.com, one of my favorite websites, kind of the 1-2-3 punch now. Every morning I go to the Gateway Pundit, the Liberty Daily, and Zero Hedge, and I get all my great stories from there, and I riff off of them. Thelibertydaily.com and also discernreport.com. J.D. Rucker, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Well, I started the show, you know, I did not realize that our topic was going to be the Maui fire, and the entire first half hour of this show, without realizing you were the guest and the topic was going to be the Maui fire, I just happened to talk about, for the whole half hour, the Maui fire and how, to me, something doesn't smell right, something doesn't feel right, something smells rotten in Maui, not in Denmark. And I lived in wildfires, J.D. I lived in Malibu, California, the most fire-prone piece of earth on the in the entire world for almost 15 years. And I lived through quite a few wildfires that eventually burned my house to the ground. So I think I know a thing or two about wildfires. Nothing about this fire seems normal. Everything seems abnormal. It doesn't look like a normal fire. It was faster than a normal fire in history. And the amount of people that died is because there was no siren, no warning by the police, no one knocked at anyone's door, no helicopters above telling you to evacuate. Nothing. Everything about it seems strange to me. Tell us your thoughts on the Maui fire.
Well, it really is unprecedented. And in 2023, things like that should not happen. We should be able to have warnings of pretty much everything. And that's something that it strikes me as odd. It's most concerning because there's really only two possibilities, either absolute gross incompetence, I mean beyond like the worst possible incompetence.
Which could be, they're Democrats, so it could be, oh, Hawaii's Democrat, right? That's possible.
That's true. Or there is something odd, as in like conspiracy theory stuff that's happening that a lot of people are talking about. The evidence that I've seen so far, Wayne, has been, it's been mixed. There's some compelling evidence that something weird was afoot, but there hasn't been enough of it. In other words, you know, you can, it's hard in today's day and age to know whether what you're seeing is real, whether it's been doctored. So you have to be very diligent before you go out and start reporting, you know, that this is happening because of this or this is happening because of that. What we know for certain is that a lot of people died, likely a lot more than they're saying already, that a lot of damage was done, and that it was done in such an unprecedented fashion that again, we are either talking about gross incompetence or something nefarious, something perhaps involving China, something involving our own government, something involving who knows what. You know, I'm not going to say aliens. Okay, I'm not going to say aliens.
I don't think it was aliens. By the way, JD, I think it's more likely, not aliens, but more likely to be liberals who are climate change domestic terrorists and eco-environmental Nazis who love to set fires when the wind is blowing because they know that things will burn down and then they'll blame it on global warming and climate change and get climate change lockdowns. I think it's very, you know, Maui's filled with liberals. The whole Hawaii is filled with Democrats, so I'm sure there's a lot of extremist eco-terrorists who, when the wind blows, figure, let's be an arsonist, let's set a fire, and when things burn down, we'll blame it on climate change, and we'll be right. So I don't think it's aliens, but I sure think it's likely that, and or some really weird things. I mean, I know I saw several places on the internet had stories about wildfires caused by directed energy weapons because they were perfect circles in fire, and boats were on fire on the water, and trees were still standing even though every building was gone. Something weird happened that I can't account for that's never been seen before by me, and I've been around wildfires a lot in my life.
No, it definitely was weird. And I think you're right. My first thought when I first heard the news was, oh, great, there's some more, you know, they're setting fires in Greece, or they were. It looks like they probably set fires in Houston. They're setting fires in
Canada.
Canada, you know, and it's funny how they do it in a way that, well, if you're paying attention and you're looking at the telltale signs, you could see, yeah, this is arson. You know, in my history, I've never been in a wildfire, but I do have a little bit of history with wildfires and arson and climate change in that my departure from Google was prompted by, you know, before voter fraud discussions, before COVID-19, I was one of the early get the Google boot people because I posted an article years ago about how those brush fires in Australia, how there was like 215 arrests for arson and nobody was reporting on it. Well, that Google didn't like that, you know, oh, don't say it's arson. It's definitely climate change. So that's where, you know, while most conservative sites were still on the take from Google, I got booted early, and I consider that a blessing because we see that now everybody's getting booted. So
Something came out. We're talking to J.D. Rucker, by the way, editor at thelibertydaily.com and publisher of discernreport.com. J.D., something came out at the Gateway Pundit a couple hours ago, and I didn't know this until they pointed it out. I was here for the Vegas massacre, which was one of the most perplexing things ever that makes no sense, and that always appears to have been a cover-up. Nobody's ever told us the truth about what happened. Nothing authorities have ever said makes any sense. And now Maui makes no sense. And do you know the guy who was the police person in charge was also the police chief of Maui? Now, in 2017, he was the Vegas incident commander in charge of the police during that event, and now he's the police chief of Maui. Very strange coincidence.
Yes, I'm sure it's just a coincidence too. Yeah, my good friend Mindy Robinson texted me about that last night, and she's doing an investigation now. She does lots of investigations in Vegas and everywhere. She's been on top of that stuff. So that is quite interesting. It's not enough to say, oh, this is definitely a conspiracy.
No, you can't say anything. It's just worth bringing up. That's all. That's all I ever do. I've come up with a new name, JD. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Never have been, although everything I talk about turns out to be right. So I don't think that's conspiracies. But I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a brilliant questioner. I ask lots of smart questions. And most people are morons, and they ask nothing, and they see nothing, like Sergeant Schultz of Hogan's Heroes. They see nothing. They just take everything the government tells them as the truth. I just ask questions. So that's all I'm doing is I'm bringing up weird things, and I'm asking questions, and I'm telling you it doesn't smell right. It smells rancid. It smells hinky. There's something about Maui that isn't right, just like I always said something about the Vegas massacre wasn't right, but I never knew what it was. I don't know to this day. I know the story they're telling is not the right one. It wasn't Stephen Paddock all by himself. I don't believe that for a second.
Me neither.
Right, so there you go. So, and by the way, I think at the time I probably had 20 guests on the show who had been in the audience, you know, when the shooting started. And all 20 said, Wayne, I swear to you with God as my witness, the shots were coming from ground level in five directions. They were not coming just from Paddock's room at the top of Mandalay Bay. They were ground level from the right, from the left, and from the middle. There was more than one person involved. So I've always believed that there was a massive cover-up. The FBI said one man, and there was a one-page, one-paragraph after a year of investigation. I don't believe that for a second. So, all right, let's talk about Trump. It appears he'll be indicted not only this week, but perhaps any second. It could be now. It could be later today. It could be first thing tomorrow morning. But it's going to be RICO. What are your thoughts on that, J.D.?
Well, this is the big one. You know, I know a lot of people were focusing on the last one or the one before that or whatever because those are federal charges. But this is the one where I think if they're going to be able to truly take him down, and I'm saying take him down enough for the election, then this is the one. And that concerns me more than anything else. We need to pay close attention to this because you've got a person who's more corrupt than anybody in the DOJ, anybody in New York City. This is the person who can really, I mean, she's got it out for him big time.
Right. No, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. It's just it's more ludicrous charges. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, if you've ever been certain an election was stolen, when they indict you for trying to ask questions about it, that's when you know the election was stolen.
Yeah, like I said, this is one of the things where I didn't get into the details of the case or the proposed case, the one that was leaked this morning.
Hey, J.D., hold on a sec, J.D. We'll bring you back in about 4 minutes. We're going to a quick ad break. We're heading out in 5 seconds here. J.D. Rucker, editor at the Liberty Daily. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Avio Life. Avio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Avio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. We'll get to J.D. Rucker with a few more questions about this Trump indictment upcoming in Georgia, expected any minute, any hour, certainly any day in the next 48 hours. But it could happen this hour, for all we know. ScoreBlue.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen up. It's the new Little Blue Pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than $80 or $90 per pill they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue. There are two kinds of generic Viagra, all the cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online and all over TV, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the same everything except the price, $5 instead of $90. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order. War for Wayne Allen Root. I get you 20% off at scoreblue.com. All right, we're back with J.D. Rucker. J.D., I saw that the thing that's so amazing about this latest indictment about to be handed down on Trump is that they put it up online before the grand jury voted on it, which tells you it's all a fraud.
Kabuki theater. So, you know, this whole grand jury thing, this has all been planned, timed out. They've known about this, these charges, about the indictment. They've had this all planned for a long time, just as they've had the last indictment and the last indictment before that. It's always just a matter of timing. You know, we've seen before, and Trump's lawyer even pointed out how whenever any bad news hits Joe, then they come back the next day with an indictment or an indictment addendum or indictment this, just to give their puppets in corporate media fodder to talk about. And unfortunately, us too. I mean, let's face it. We keep talking about these indictments. We keep posting about it on the Liberty Daily, and you talk about it, and all the conservative places are talking about it. Meanwhile, you know, we stopped, basically after 1 or 2 days, we stopped talking about Devin Archer. We have barely been talking about Hunter Biden. We haven't been talking about how much money is Joe making. Look, they're winning this. As far as the information war, they're getting us to talk about anything other than the fact that we have a corrupted and compromised man sitting in the White House pretending to be president, who's doing God knows what to the nation in the back end, and we already see what's happening on the front end. So it's, you know, whenever this indictment comes down, it will be properly planned. And we don't know what it's distracting us from yet.
Now, I saw that the lead grand juror is on video in an interview with NBC saying it would be cool to subpoena Trump so she could read him his rights. And by the way, I don't think the right word here is subpoena. I think she means it would be cool for the grand jury to indict Trump so she could read him his rights, I guess, is what she was trying to say, right?
Well, she's from, so she was the original lead for the grand jury. And, I mean, she's a Satanist. So they picked a real winner there. She's a Satanist. She's got all of this weird stuff. She seems to be completely...
You're not joking around. This is real. She's a Satanist.
Yeah. No, she literally is. And I mean, she is so creepy that when they rolled her out, it was like, oh my gosh, are you guys serious? And they realized it was a huge mistake to let her talk to the press. But she did, and we got it on record. But yeah, this whole thing, like I said, Kabuki Theater, this is all, they've had this ready to go, ready to roll out, just waiting for the appropriate moment.
Well, there must be, I assume, some bad news coming out about Hunter Biden this week. And at the moment the bad news comes out, boom, indictment of Trump. And, of course, none of the other ones were RICO statute. RICO, of course, invented by, ironically, Rudy Giuliani to take down the mob. And it means they're taking away your entire life's fortune, everything you've ever made. It's not just putting you in jail. Now it's taking away everything you've got. So they're going to use RICO against Trump and Rudy Giuliani and the former police commissioner, Bernie Kerik, and a whole bunch of other Trump people around him. They're going to ruin everybody's life.
Yeah. And whether they're successful or not remains to be seen. But whether they do or don't, this is still going to do harm to Trump. It's going to do harm to this nation. And these people, they really, truly, legitimately want to destroy us. And that should scare us, because this isn't just, oh, you know, we're trying to get some political gain. You know, people, oh, it's just election interference. To call this election interference is like saying that somebody who stabs you in the heart with a dagger is just kind of mad at you. Okay, it's being underplayed. This is an attack on the United States of America from multiple fronts. So I'm glad that there's people like you out there who's getting the truth out, because so few people are today.
The only good news, J.D. Rucker, is that back in March when Alvin Bragg first indicted Trump, I was the first guy in the country to say, that's the end of DeSantis. And people were like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, that indictment against Trump just destroys DeSantis. All anyone's going to talk about is Trump. The only option in the room is Trump. Everyone's mind and lips will be on Trump, 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 Trump. And Trump will win the nomination by 100 points. And that's exactly what's happening. So each new indictment brings more people to Trump's side because he becomes a martyr. The only good news is if he wins the presidency, all this goes away. If he loses, he probably spends the rest of his life in jail, J.D. That's how sick America has become. So he better win. That's all I've got to say. Hey, listen, we got to run. The music is on. J.D. Rucker is the editor at thelibertydaily.com, an amazing website. It's the new Drudge, thelibertydaily.com. J.D. Rucker, editor, and he's also publisher of discernreport.com. J.D., thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, brother. Bye.
All right, we'll be right back. Lindell TV up next.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.